Azor Zichin Ishmael Bachi Chesel Shagel Ben Avram Yehudim Sechaz Erevin Daf Ayin Hey Zok the Mishnah with a two Chatzeres, one within the other and the inside can only get to the Rishus HaRabim using going through the outside Chatzer. If the inside Chatzer made an error but the outside one did not, carrying would be permitted in the inside Chatzer, but it would be Aser in the outside Chatzer. If the outside Chatzer made an error but the inside one did not, carrying in both Chatzeres is Aser. If each Chatzer made their own error, the Tanakhama says carrying is permitted within each Chatzer. Akiva says carrying is only permitted in the inside Chatzer because the right of the inner Chatzer to walk through the outer Chatzer makes it Aser for the outside Chatzer for carrying. The Chum say that the right to walk through does not make it also the carrying in the outside chotzer. If one of the members of the outside chotzer forgot to join the Erev, he makes it also for carrying in the outside chotzer, but the inside chotzer remains permitted to carry. If one of the members of the inside chotzer forgot to join the Erev, he prohibits carrying in both chotzeres. Next, if the two chotzeres make a joint Erev, which the Gemara explains to mean that they put the joint Erev in the outside chotzer, and a member of either chotzer forgot to join the Erev, it makes it also to carry in both chotzeres. If only one person lived in each chotzer, no Erev is necessary. Zakhtamar of Dimi said, Rabbi Yana explained the machlaik of the mission as follows. Rabbi Kiva says, the right to walk through the outer chotzer prohibits carrying there even when the people of the inside chotzer may carry in their own chotzer. The Chum say that just like the right to walk through does not prohibit the outer chotzer when the people of the inside chotzer may carry within their own chotzer, it also does not prohibit when the people of the inside chotzer are also to carry within their own chotzer. In fact, the Mishnah said if the outer chotzer made an error, but the inner chotzer did not, both chotzeres are also to carry. And this can't be following Rabbi Akiva because he would say even if the inner chotzer made an error, the outside chotzer would be also. It must be following the Rabbanon. And we see that they hold that if the inner chotzer is otzer, they would prohibit the outer chotzer as well. The Mishnah says the Mishnah is following Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah first says that the outside chotzer is otzer when the inside chotzer is otzer. Rabbi Akiva then teaches the larger chiddush that even if the inside chotzer is mutter to carry there, the outside chotzer would still be otzer. In fact, the Mishnah says that if each chotzer made their own error, both chotzeres are mutter. It's mashma that if the inner chotzer did not make an error, the outer chotzer would be also to carry. And this can't follow Rabbi Akiva because he says that even when each made an error, the outer chotzer would be also to carry. And it must follow Zarabanan. And we see that they only allowed carrying the outer chotzer when it's mutter to carry the inside chotzer as well. Mar says this part of the mission follows Rabbi Akiva, and the mission is discussing a case where there is a small door between the chatzeres. In that case, the inner chotzer has effectively renounced its right to walk through the outer chotzer. That's why the outer chotzer remains mutter to carry in. Rabbi Babai asked, the mission says that if one person lived in each chotzer, the chatzeres are mutter to carry in. It's mashmah if there was more than one person in the inner chotzer, an error was not made, in which case it would be also to carry in the inner chotzer. They would also be also to carry in the outside chotzer. Again, we see that the inner chotzer prohibits the outer chotzer if the inner chotzer itself is prohibited. This can't follow Rabbi Akiva, must therefore be the shita of the Rabbanan, which is not how Rabbi makes. Ravina then further asked, the Mishnah says if a member of the outer chotzer forgot to join the area of carrying is mutter in the inner chotzer, but it's also in the outer chotzer. Now, if a member of the inner chotzer forgot to join, carrying in both chotzeres is also. Now, so it's mashma, if he had not forgotten, both would be mutter. Again, this can't follow the Shita Rabbi Akiva, must be the Shita Rabbanim, which is not how Rav Dimi explained it. Ravin says, the answer is that Rabbi Yana said there's a three way machlikas regarding this in the Mishnah. Tana Kama said that if it's mutter to carry in the inner chotzer, the right to walk through the outer chotzer will not make carrying in the outer chotzer also. But if carrying is also in the inner chotzer, the right to walk through the outer chotzer will make carrying usher in the outer chotzer. Rabbi Akiva holds the right to walk through makes it usher to carry in the outer chotzer, even if carrying in the inner chotzer is mutter. The Rabbanan hold that the right to walk through never makes it usher to carry in the outer chotzer. Misha said, Rabbi Huda, the name of Rabbi, explains the term Makam Echad, that it refers to the air being placed in the outer chotzer. It's so cool because it's the one place that's designated for members of both chotzeres. The Bryce says this as well. The Bryce says if a joint air was placed in the outer chotzer and one member of either chotzer forgot to join, it's also to carry in either chotzer. If the joint air was placed in the inner chotzer and a member of the inner chotzer forgot to join, it's also to carry in both chotzeres. If the joint air was placed in the inner chotzer and a member of the outer chotzer forgot to join, Rabbi Kiva said it's also to carry in both chotzeres. The Rabbanan would say it's mutter to carry in the inner chotzer, but also to carry in the outer chotzer. Bar Chanan asked Abai in the last case of the Braisa, the Rabbanan say it's mutter to carry in the inner chotzer because we say that the inner chotzer closes the door and separates themselves from the outer chotzer. Why doesn't Rabbi Kiva say this as well? Abai said the fact that the air is in the inner chotzer makes it that the people of the outer chotzer are used to using the inner chotzer. Therefore, they can't be said to just disassociate themselves with the outer chotzer. So why don't the Rabbanan say this as well? They say that people of the inner chotzer can say to the members of the outer chotzer, we have joined with you to make things better, not to make things worse. And you made things worse by the fact that one of your members forgot to join the air, and therefore we can kick you out, so to say. Why doesn't Rabbi Akiva say this as well? Where it says the inner chotzer can't simply disassociate themselves because the people of the outer chotzer can relinquish their rights in the inner chotzer to the members of the inner chotzer. They could do so. So until they do so, Rabbi Akiva says that both chotzeres are also. Once they do, he would agree that the inner chotzer would be mutter. The Rabbanan, however, say that the member of one chotzer can't relinquish their rights to the members of another chotzer, and therefore they can't relinquish their rights. So therefore, we can't wait for that to happen. In fact, Mar Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan argued earlier whether rights may be relinquished from the members of one chotzer to those of another chotzer. Maybe we can say that they argue in this in this machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan over here. So as Mara says, Shmuel would say that even Rabbi Akiva normally says that rights may not be relinquished between chatzeres. Only in the case of a chatur within a chatur allows it because they restrict each other. Rabbi Yochanan says that the Rabbanan only don't allow relinquishing from one chatur to another in the case of a chatur within a chatur because they say the chatur may simply dissociate themselves and become mutter without having to wait around for a relinquishment of rights. So we don't have to come on to that. So that's why in this case we wouldn't allow it. Misha said, "Vim ha yushal yechidim v'chulu." Rabbi Yosef said that Rabbi taught a brisa that said that if three people are if there are three people among the two chatzeres, they do make it also to carry. This is so even if the inner chatzer only has one resident. The reason is we're concerned that it may get confused with a case where the inner chatzer has two residents. Rabbi said it was not actually a brisa told by Rabbi, but this was actually Rabbi Adar Bar Hava. Shmuel argues and says it would only be also if there are actually two residents in the inner chatzer. Well, Lazar said if there's only one resident in the inner chatzer, but he's a goy, he prohibits the carrying of the outer chatzer. In fact, Gemara, why is it that when a single resident is a yid, we're not concerned? Because we say that people either know that he's a single resident, or if they don't, they'll assume that an eruv was made. But if he's a goy, we should say that either people will know that a goy doesn't prohibit a chatzer when he's alone, and if they don't know he's alone, they would say that the yid must have leased the rights of the chatzer from him. The Gemara says goyim typically don't lease out their rights, and if the goy did, people would have known. Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel said, if there are 10 houses attached with one of the end houses opening into a chatzer, only the house opening into the chatzer needs to contribute to the eruv. Rabbi Yehuda said, even the outside ones, presumably all the way to the other end, meaning all the houses must contribute. In fact, the outer one is a gatehouse for the other houses to pass through to get through the outside, and a gatehouse doesn't need to join an eruv. Rabbi said, he means that the house attached to the house which opens to the chatzer, that first one that's attached, that's the one that needs to also join the eruv. He holds that since it's only a pass through for the one house, it's not considered to be a gatehouse, and there needs to be included in the eruv. Shmuel holds that it does have the status of a gatehouse, and therefore doesn't need to be included in the eruv either.